1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Queremos darte un rendal ahí, un doyecita, le llega de un zarabón, 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 le llega de un zarabón.
You know what I'm doing, Emmanuel?
Es en donde le Bing Crosby.
Y si no, oh, el mundo y si no, yo de Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, en donde lo conocí, nada, la mujer cuando se va a dar el sol, ¿le bonita?
Una vez yo tengo más sana, María.
Una vez solo yo.
Una vez sana.
Agata que hay un nuevo listo no es chino.
A la mantuna, un cinturón rojo. Nara Roca Bataquilla, mi doctora Chife, Bing Crosby.
Well, how y'all doing?
Monde get this sitio no te roba la grita.
Well, you know, I don't know what you cats are talking about, but I tell you right now, I don't like Mexicans. In fact, I might do to you what I used to do to my sons. Just pull it out and pee all over you. I don't know what you specs are saying, but I like to sing a little song now here in Binger. Older Bingle here.
Monde get this sitio no.
I beg your pardon? Come again?
Lagonunduri Rede, Bing Crosby!
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Could you turn that Spick Beaner music down, please? Just like the one I used to know. Where the Spicks would cook up tamales, ooh, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Feliz Navidad with all you beaners gathered round. Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I really do. Hey, look here, boy. Why don't you take out, get out back and maybe take out some of that trash bills for me, okay? Or old Durbingle? Hey, you know what I used to do to my sons? You know, my lawn's looking a little shabby, and I beat Gary to a pulp, so who wants to cut the grass? Thank you so very much. And the older Bengal sea cats down there at the sand trap.
Celebrity interview.
I'm getting out of here. It's getting a little greasy.
Coming up next, Siempre en Domingo.
You know, I used to tease old Bob Hope about being a beaner, too.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-868. It's very good, Bing.
I'd like that, too.
Love the way you sing those songs, man. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Old Bing. Did you really beat your kids to a pulp?
Oh, you bet.
You are some kind of a guy. I like you, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. And coming up later on this hour, we'll have Jesus Christ Cab Driver. We also have Rudy's Love Songs. I don't know what that's going to be about, but I can guess. And want to tell you, of course, that we'll be in Tucson for a signing on February the 5th. We're signing our CD on Friday on the 28th. That's January 28th. It's our all-request show. And that is you guys calling in with a request as opposed to emailing them in. We're going to take a look at our news now. And right at the top of the news, you know, so much of the news to me is just not interesting. There is a lot of it that is, but I could get just swept up in the minutia of certain stories. And I'm not so sure you guys would be interested in that. So I try to combine, if you will, say the popular with something that might be, you know, important. Let's take the popular Katie Couric and important sex education for our kids. And guess what? I found both of them slammed together in a story. Katie Couric is coming out with a tape talking to your kids about sex. Now, you want to know why that's happening? Because apparently you're too stupid to do it. At least that's what she thinks. I got nothing against Katie Couric, but I don't know, you know, so now what do we do? You know, I'm a little busy. Why don't we just pull out the Katie Couric tape and she can tell the kids about sex and getting a job and hell, I bet you'll be able to buy a videotape on just, it'll be the parent videotape. Just plug that thing in, plug in that DVD, park the kid's ass in front of the TV set and you guys can run off and do whatever it is you do. Go off to the Pilates, spinning, whatever the new exercise regime is. My God, they change, don't they? Every 6 months, spinning. I didn't know what that was. Like you got on your head like a whirling freaking dervish or a breakdancer. Turns out it's bicycle riding. What in the name of everything holy? They call it spinning. How about getting on a freaking exercycle? Anyway, Couric's got this tape. She found out that kids, she was shocked to know that kids treat sex very casually. In other words, it's like it's oral sex, even though they think that it's casual and it ain't sex. So she came out with a tape, and the first thing people are going to say is, well, I think she's doing a wonderful service. No, she's not. No, she isn't at all. She's sticking her big nose in where it doesn't belong. I say the kids die of VD or of AIDS, or they get educated by their own parents. That's the only two options, nothing in between. I think Katie Couric's got better things to do. Get up, do a show, go home, sleep it off, whatever you got to do, okay? Let's go out and get the DVD now, man, of, Katie telling us how to tell our kids. It's not that I resent her. Look, as I said before, there ain't no such thing as a bad kid. There's just a whole lot of crap parents. So that's all I wanted to say about that, bud.
It was very, very important, Mr. Henry.
Well, thank you. I just feel very strongly about it.
Too bad you haven't seen your kids in a month.
That's none of your business.
You talking about sex?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact. No, I don't. My kids went through a thing in school where they went with their dad, and it was, I think it was a health night or something like that, and they all went to the school, and they were, they discussed it there.
Everybody together?
Yeah, everyone together in a big room, and a guy...
They show slides?
I don't know what they did. What do you mean, slides?
And here is a part of the human body.
Oh, so now you're going to make a big freaking joke out of this? In any event, no, I don't. If they were my kids, I would. I leave that to the parents. In this case, their dad and their mom.
They ought to use puppets.
Yeah, that's right, man. What do you mean, puppets? And what are you doing with that?
It's a Vermont teddy bear.
Why'd you drill a hole in it? You're a sick... Give me that.
Here,
give it to me. Look at that. You drilled a hole in it.
Just for fun.
Drilled a hole in a Vermont teddy bear.
They're just messing around. It's not no big thing. It's not like it feels. It's not a human, a living creature.
It ain't about that, you disrespectful twerp. 1-800-449-8686. Take that in the back and stitch it up. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hello, this is Rudy Canosa, inviting you to Jetain Lingerie, 2553 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California. You come to Rudy Jetain, we will show you the nightwear that will make the love life of you and the man in your life a very special experience. And of course, if you come to Rudy Jetain, our beautiful lingerie shop is half off for all of you lovely ladies for Valentine's Day. And that means if your husband or your boyfriend or simply your lover A man who you may know casually, someone who you met in a bar, in a club. You can buy you something filthy to wear, and you can parade it for him, and then he will leave you forever, and you'll never see him again. Even though he sang to you the famous words, la 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 la. I love you. Yes, he said to you, darling, la, ba la la. I love you. La 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 la. Yes, I know that you wanted a man, romantic, beautiful man, like that Furio in The Sopranos with the big hook nose and the funny-looking ponytail that looks like a man's appendage coming out of the back of his head. When a man was strapping, a man who would pick you up in his arms, my passionate love to you, and then in the morning get up and go, do you have bagels? That is what a woman wants. He will buy what you wish, and je t'aime. And then as he leaves, walking out the kitchen door, he will look back and say, it wasn't bad. La 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 la. Yes, there are some women from Argentina who will tell you that this is not a custom in my country. They are liars. The Argentinian woman was a born liar. She lies. I remember the slut that had me, my mother. She lied to me when she said, Rudy, don't go into the world and lie to people. Be kind to people. But my mother was a liar. She was a whore. I hate her. But I love women. The Argentinian woman would have you believe that when a man says, la 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 la, he's some kind of a retard. She's a liar. Let me tell you, when you look at a woman and you say, la 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 la, she is butty in your hands. She's better than putty in your hands. She's like, I don't know, lotion in your hands. Like limp liver in your hands. It's like the mating call of the Argentinian man. I'm Rudy. Visit me at Shatam.
Preceding paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You're on the standard.
You jackass, turn the music off.
Right.
Turn it off. It's on repeat. Hello, I'm Rudy. Turn it off. You're supposed to do the bit, get out, then to me, huh? Not the music. Phil Henry Show, number 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder joins us. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Henry. I wanted to do an edition of Hypothetical America because I think we're living in a day and age right now where there's a lot of stuff that could happen. I was reading the news today about how they're... By the way, that Rudy Canosa is a trip. Is that all... Is he for real or is that a comedy sketch that you do?
I mean, you know,
because that's a trip. Is that a real commercial?
No, man, it's not a real commercial. Are you kidding? Blah 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 and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he said he was a retard or something.
He said Argentinian women will think you're a retard, but they're liars.
Well, that cat's a trip. Anyway, it's time for Hypothetical America on tonight, and I'm Jeff Dowder. And I've got a real good friend of mine, Toby Bow. He works down right now at the marina repairing most of the diesels down there. But he and I have got an idea. We want to do a TV presentation for this called Hypothetical America. And our first installment is, what if we didn't have the moon? And,
now, who are you going to pitch this to?
Well, we're hoping Arts and Entertainment, History Channel, one of them.
So it's going to be called Hypothetical America?
No. It's going to be called Hypothetical America, What If We Didn't Have the Moon?
That's the show?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Every week you're going to have a series of what-ifs if we didn't have the moon?
Yeah, I mean, it's endless.
Well, why don't you do other stuff?
Because I want to do the moon. I thought it was a good idea. I'm sorry.
I don't want to bum you out or anything. I just... Well, Hypothetical America, What If We Didn't Have the Moon? Why don't you just call it, Why Didn't We Have the Moon?
Well, let me just do the thing here, man, and then I can, you know, answer all your questions. God, I know it's going to be like the Spanish Inquisition. I just want to, what if we didn't have the moon?
Okay, here is Jeff Dotter with what if, hypothetical America, what if we didn't have the moon?
Okay, number one, Neil Armstrong would have just, he probably would have gone up to space and said, there's nothing here, you know, and then they'd have to turn around. See, that's interesting to look at from, you know, from...
Wait a minute. Why would they have shot him up into space in the first place?
Who?
Neil Armstrong, man. If they shot this cat into space, there must have been...
They were always shooting dudes into space.
Well, yeah, they were shooting dudes into space, but he must have been looking for something.
The moon!
Okay, and now it's not there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the next one?
Well, I mean, am I going to get grilled here?
No, go ahead.
All right. There wouldn't be such thing. For instance, when you are cruising, say, down Colorado Boulevard, you go down Whittier or, you know, down Ventura or something like that, and, you know, you press ham on the window, I mean, you wouldn't be saying, the guy just mooned me. If a guy said, hey, he just mooned me, people go, what? What do you mean? You mean pressed ham?
Well, then I guess you'd say pressed ham.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to say? The guy just pressed ham?
Yes, that's what you'd say. But you wouldn't say moon me.
Well, if you did, though, everyone would go, what?
You're right, dude. That's what they'd say.
Am I getting the feeling you're judging me here?
No, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. Old guys would drink shine, okay? They wouldn't be drinking moonshine. Just say, yeah, I got a shine still.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. It's just fun. Something funny about a shine still, that's all.
Okay. The other thing to me is fascinating. Ozzy Osbourne would have wrote the song Bark at the, well, you know, the why? You know, Bark at the...
Bark at the what?
Yeah.
Because there wouldn't be a moon to bark at.
Right. You could bark at the sun, but that's gay as hell. Then you could... Then, also, one thing right away you got to say, when you go outside at night, it'd be a lot darker.
And that's true.
And then Ralph Cramden, what's he going to say to Alice? Boy, Alice, you're one of these days, you're going up to the, you know, an empty, to a hole in the air. You're going up to a black, an empty air, you know, it's empty. Well, what?
Hey, Alice, one of these days, you're going up to, it's empty up there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we didn't have the moon, there's a lot of this stuff. There would be no waves. We would just have giant lakes. Because the moon acts as a tide pull, and that creates waves. So it'd just be a huge, flat, you'd be going out and just going, hey, surf's not up. That's definitely... Also, if there was no moon, there would be no discussion about green cheese. And,
okay.
And one more. If we didn't have no moon, there'd be one less word that rhymed with poon. So you got to...
Thank you.
No, wait a minute.
Jesus, that guy's a metal case. All right, there it is. Jeff Dotter's Hypothetical America, What If We Didn't Have the Moon? Jeff Dotter's Hypothetical America brought to you each week by the University of Southern California Agriculture Department.
And the Church of Jesus Christ. Shut up with that.
By the way, I got a piece of email today from a guy from Utah, and he signed it, you know, Caleb, brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, I didn't finish the whole story, though, about that cat. That's what I wanted to tell you. So I told last hour, a cat peed on my car. Now, I'm going to find this thing and kill it, but that goes without saying, right? But now, I got the smell of cat pee on my car cover. Now, where does that thing go? It gets rolled up and stuck in a trunk? No, now I got to air the thing out. Now, where do you air it out? Outside. Guess what? That's where the cat lives. So now I got to go down to the store, this pet store. They got one of these spray cans, cat off, or keep the cat away from stuff. I spray down my whole freaking car cover. It's unbelievable, man. I'll come home sometimes, and I'll like, what the hell is that? I'm at my front door, my own front door. And it's cat stink. This freaking cat has peed on the cover to my barbecue. It's like the cat owns me. He's marking me as his territory. Now, I don't know what he's trying to say, like, move. This is like Amityville Horror, only it ain't a ghost, it's a cat. Get out!
Why don't you use tomato soup? Or tomato juice?
What'll that do?
It'll get out the cat stink.
Tomato juice? That's what he said about the skunk.
Well, it'll cover it up. It'll still smell like cat, but it'll smell like a cat that pees tomato soup.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great, bud.
Well, you're humoring me.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you think, man? You think that cat is... ever since I moved in there, man, that cat's got me marked. He's marking me. That's my human. 1-800-449-8686, February 5th, Tucson, Arizona. CD signing. Order a Best of the Phil Hendry Show on our website. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, the FCC, they're a wonderful thing. We were talking about them downstate. It is my business. And like I say, I get email every now and again. It doesn't hang me up, but it doesn't hang me up too much. But what it does do is it allows, it forces, I should say, well, it just opens up. The whole idea of satellite radio becomes a lot more compelling for some people, and so then the competition is going to get a lot stiffer. When Sirius gets up and running, don't even believe for a second, well, it's a flash in the pan, and that's what they said about FM too. Then nobody knew what to do with FM for 20 freaking years. Do you realize that FM radio came into existence in 1948 and nobody had brain one with what to do with it until about 1968. But when they did, guess what? That's all anybody listens to now, with the exception of me. I'm just kidding, of course. And the odd Dr. Laura show. Let me be kind. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is there is no rhyme or reason to these rules that the FCC lays down. You guys have heard an awful lot about this. You can't say the F word, can't say the S word, can't say MF, can't say C. What other words are there, bud?
F-C-R.
Well, I don't forget. Shut up. I should. What do you mean, R? I don't even know. What is that?
Rundgren.
Yeah, that's a bad word. Rundgren?
It's a part of a lady's body, if you want to know.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Rundgren? We're not allowed to say that?
Well, you can say that. You're saying it.
And that's a part of a lady's body?
Yeah.
What part?
I don't want to say. I'll point to the part.
Okay. That isn't called a Rundgren.
Yes, it is.
On what planet? In what time zone? In what world is that called the Rundgren? Why in the hell I even ask you? So anyway, you can't say this and you can't say that. Now, let me tell you this. You can take this to the bank. I've said this before. I'll say it again. It will come true as soon as a broadcaster steps up to the plate and actually does battle with the FCC. But I will tell you this now. There is no constitutional foundation, no right that the FCC has to regulate speech. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a crap if Congress is passing laws, you know, making the fine higher for certain words and phrases. Congress is in violation of the Constitution, too. Now, why, you say, does this happen, Phil, if it's unconstitutional? Well, you have to test the constitutionality of it, and generally that's done by suing. You have to take that to a court and then have it reach the Supreme Court. I would love, man, you want to make a lot of money as an attorney. One of these days, there will be a lawyer standing before the Supreme Court of the United States, basically destroying the Federal Communications heretofore unchallenged and illegal exercise of authority in fining radio stations for speech. They have no constitutional right. Now you say, okay, no one has sued. Why haven't they? Because the business I work in, the radio business, the so-called terrestrial radio business, that's what they're calling it now, since there's been satellite, they're calling it terrestrial radio. There isn't a broadcaster in this business that's got a pair even the size of BBs that would even consider going after it. Why? Well, why upset the apple cart, right? When you can smack around some air talent, fire a couple of general managers here, can a couple of program directors there, send another jock out on the street. Why not? They're like gypsies. Just put them out on the street. That's where we've always put them. When you can do that, why not do that? Then actually go to bat for your people. Actually go there to Washington, D.C. and challenge this law. Well, it may happen, and I'll tell you why. Because those money-grubbing...
You're going to say the B word?
Yeah. The boys. Because those guys once, and it may not happen overnight, but it's going to happen. Once the listener base is impacted to a degree by satellite radio, and they begin to see perhaps a diminishing advertising revenue, then maybe they will go to the FCC, but if they're not going to sue them, what they'll do is they'll go there with their hat, well, like they always do. They'll go there with their hat in their hand, on their knees, wearing their knee pads, with lipstick on, and they'll say, please, sir, can we have the same rights as the satellite people? They'll swish right on up there to the Supreme Court, wearing a Halston original with pearls, and a mop freaking wig and lipstick on. And they'll get on their knees and they'll say, please, sir, could we please have the same freedom they have with satellite radio? They get to say poo-poo and all these words. Now, television hasn't done that, but television is pushing it, right? Television doesn't need to do it. Why? Because television has got so much bread, they don't worry about the FCC. The FCC, what did they do to CBS for the Janet Jackson boob? What was it, like, what, Chris, 50 G's? Oh, it was nothing. I don't care what they tell you. It was tap water money for Les Moonves. It's cost more to fill his freaking swimming pool than what he had to lay out to the FCC. Doug, please. Michael Powell just resigned. Probably he figured there's better things to do with his life.
I thought you said he was going to go on food stamps.
You said that, you racist creep. And TV, you know, had Bono on there with the F word. I mean, look at dude, they get away with stuff that if we did it on this show, I would have been gone weeks ago, months ago, years ago. Just it's just not the same playing field. It's not a level playing field. Television gets the F word out there. Motley Crue, you know, whatever the hell it is that they're cooking up to try to keep their careers alive, they'll say something on TV. And then they'll all plead ignorance, and then they'll say they'll put in a delay system. You know, we've had a delay system in radio for over 30 years. Some form of delay system so that, you know, nothing profane will get on the air. Television, in all of their arrogance, they don't never even considered it. How come you think so many, why do you think so many cats get on the air on TV going Baba Booey? Like on Nightline. You know, there's Ted Koppel. And we're going to take a call now from a man who says he saw the helicopter crash. Yes, sir.
Baba Booey.
I mean, and these guys, and then they act like it's that dude's fault. You know, how dare he call our television station? Of course he's going to call your TV station, you schmuck. You're not running a delay? I would, too. Oh, Lord. Remember the time when OJ was out there and that dude called up and said, Baba Booey? I'm telling you, man. It's like... They have such arrogance in that end of broadcasting that, how dare he? Like the freaking wizard, you know? Who dares to say Baba Booey on that? Well, I did, sir. Everybody's afraid of TV. FCC's scared to death of them. Radio people are scared of them. Probably TV people or movie people are like scared of them. They got more money than God. They got more lawyers than you could possibly ever need in six lifetimes. All of these guys made out of dough. And there's nothing the federal government going to throw at them that's going to shut them down. Are you kidding me? You really think the FCC is going to, like, lean on CBS, like, fine them so much money it's going to curtail their ability to do business? Bullcrap. Will never happen. Not to any of the TV entities. So what do? They turn to the end of the broadcast business, and when I say end, I do mean end. Hand us a jar of Vaseline. tell us to go into the bathroom and primp with a little lipstick. And, you know, and the people who run this business freaking willingly do it, man. And then I said, okay, it's time for you guys to take the punishment. Here's another guy out of a job. Here's another. Now, the reason why I went to this whole thing is that show that's on, and Adam Kroll is a great guy, man. He worked on our pilot. What's the show? Adam Kroll and Dr. Drew Loveline. Those guys get away with bloody murder, man. They're saying words that if I said, I mean, I get all kinds of freaking heat for if we say,
Dingleberry.
Yeah, there you go, Dingleberry. We'd probably get into a little bit of trouble. Those guys get away with murder. Why? Because there's a freaking doctor on the show. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm bringing a doctor in here tomorrow. And then the doctor will just, because it's a doctor. You can't say that, bud. He had to dump that.
I just want to know.
Those cats get away with everything on that show, man. I mean, they're saying this, that, you know? Why? Because there's a doctor there. So in other words, if there's a doctor there, the doctor knows about, what you know, like eating feces or something as a sexual act?
Well, let me tell you all about that.
What kind of doctor is he anyway? I bet you he's a GP. I bet you the guy's like a veterinarian.
Addiction specialist.
An addiction specialist. So how does that cat know about all this other stuff? Guys that like to dress in muumuus. Women who are grafting, you know.
Pee drinking.
Oh, God. All right, anyway, we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show as I continue to complain. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now, the comedy genius of Dr. Stephen Hawking and Jay Leno.
Dr. Hawking, how are you tonight? It's really great, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the comedy genius of Jay Leno and Dr. Stephen Hawking. Doctor, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, that's great. Now, listen, I want to, first of all, say hello to everybody out there in America. And I guess you, do you have a good weekend, Dr. Hawking? Just have a good weekend?
Knock, knock.
What are you doing? You're doing knock-knock jokes right off the bat here, huh?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce on its cold out.
I killed him. I hate him. I don't like working with other comics. I'm funny enough. See that?
Oh. Ouch.
What do you think?
That's it?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing was feeding back, man. What do you want?
Try it again.
And now, the comedy genius of Dr. Stephen Hawking and Bob Hope. I mean,
I gotta tell you, this is Bob Hope. I tell you, Dr. Hawking, you're looking... Well, actually, you don't look too good. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, David?
What are you idiots doing? Turn the music. What are you idiots? his idea.
I was trying to do a thing where...
Dr. Stephen Hawking and Bob Hope, what's that?
Well, Hawking was going to talk through his voice box and tell jokes.
Yeah? So why didn't you do it?
Well, the voice box wasn't working.
I'm listening to this, I'm wondering, what in the name of everything holy, what in the name of Helen O'Connell, of the sweet virgin, are you guys trying to pull with 9 minutes left in your rotten show? And I'm listening to some feedback and a knock-knock joke? Oh! It hurts, Phil. Hurts bad.
Well...
try some lubricant.
What are you talking?
Never mind. He didn't say anything. Didn't say anything. You're right, David. We'll do it better. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now, the world
Never mind.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
On your flight into space. Rocket on.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just a final note here on some of the email we receive. You people who have an obsession with bumper music, you need to go down to any grocery store, really, and find a recycler or one of those kind of neighborhood newspapers and put out an ad, and in it you can say, needed, a life, any life will do. Something to do other than sit at home with my thumb parked thinking about bumper music on talk shows. I got a guy that emails me, have you considered putting a CD out of your bumper music? Look it, dude. You know, there are other things in life besides radio. Now, I don't know. This guy's a doctor, too. Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you want to be on the radio and not be out there actually doing something worthwhile like being a doctor. Because if I could trade places with you, brother, believe you me, I would. And then I got another piece of email from a guy who thinks the bumper music is lame. See, you guys are the kinds of people that when you write or when you call, we worry. We worry. We hope we never meet you, like at a CD signing or something. By the way, speaking of that, come on out to the Tucson, Arizona signing, all you freaks. Hi, Phil. Your bumper, you know, I love your show, but your bumper music is, are you serious? You know, I know there's a lot of people out there, I guess they do, like I said, they do radio shows. They got no shows, so they got really cool bumper music. I mean, I'm going to stop putting bumper music at the beginning of these hours. I'm just going to have, like, gas. There you go. The music's gone. We'll just have gas escaping or the sound of screaming. That's what, you know what? Let's do that. Bud, Mark, tomorrow we're introducing the show with just the unending screams of a woman falling from a building. It'll just sound like, no, kill the music. It'll sound like this. Ah! The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.